Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Welcome to Bassmaster Radio, presented by Phoenix Boats, the show for fishermen by fishermen. Today's show is brought to you by Rapella, 13 Fishing, Omnia Fishing, and Visit Anderson, South Carolina. Now, here's your host, lifetime bass member, Tom Abraham.
Welcome to this week's episode of Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Sports Byline USA Network and other fine stations around the country. I am Tom Abraham, your guide for the next hour as we feature the Bassmaster Elite Series and those looking to get into that exclusive group through the St. Croix Bassmaster Open Series and the up-and-comers on the Strike King Bassmaster College Series and tens of thousands of Bass Nation anglers around the country competing on the local level, all with a chance to advance to the big leagues of professional fishing. The Bass Nation operates youth, high school, and college programs, including a junior Bassmaster Championship, high school national championship, a college national championship, and the college bracket event that leads to a Bassmaster Classic berth. And for more information on how to become a member or to start a Bass Nation club, visit Bassmaster.com, click on the Tournament tab, and select Nation. BASS members enjoy Bassmaster Magazine and exclusive access at Bassmaster.com. Now, the best way to communicate with the show is to visit our Facebook fan page at facebook.com/BASS or on Twitter at Bassmaster and use the hashtag Bass Radio. You can also listen to all the shows at Bassmaster.com/radio or just hit the Anglers tab at Bassmaster.com and click on Bassmaster Radio. Our first cast segment of the show is brought to you by 13 Fishing, and we have a great deal for you right now. The Gerald Swindle Design Meta Series Rods and Inception G2 Reels are available at Rapala.com along with all their other great products. And for a limited time, you could get 20% off your entire order by using the discount code BASSRADIO20. That's BASSRADIO20 only at Rapala.com. Now, I fish these rods and reels, and I fish all the Rapala products, and I could not be happier. Get 20% off with the code BASSRADIO20 on everything at Rapala.com. This week, the St. Croix Bassmaster Open that was originally scheduled for Lake Hartwell in South Carolina was moved to Lake Martin in Alabama in wake of the Hurricane Helene cleanup in the Carolinas. So we thought we'd check in on our friends at Anderson, South Carolina, with Neil Paul of Visit Anderson and a couple of North Carolina elite pros in Jake Whitaker and Matt Airy, both from the Western Carolina region. So sit back and grab a cup of coffee and enjoy this week's special episode of Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network. Rapala is one of the most respected names in all of the fishing industry. The finest balsa wood baits with the best action, the DT series, the Brat Squarebills, and the Shad Wrap are all legendary. But did you know that Rapala also makes high-quality rain gear and every kind of fishing accessory you can imagine? Plus, under the Rapala family of brands, you'll find VMC hooks and terminal tackle, Suffix mono, fluoro, and braided lines, Terminator spinnerbaits, jigs, and frogs, plus the Storm Arashi line of baits. Learn more at Rapala.com. That's Rapala.com, and start catching more fish.
Hey gang, Tom Abraham here for my friends at 13 Fishing. I can't tell you how excited I was to learn that two-time Bassmaster Angler of the Year, Gerald Swindle, had teamed up with the crew at 13 Fishing to build the ultimate rod and reel series that combines quality with a price point that works for all. And right now we have a tremendous deal for you. The new Meta Series Rods and Inception G2 Reels are available at 13fishing.com. And for a limited time, you can get 20% off your entire order by using the discount code BASSRADIO20. That's BASSRADIO20 only at 13fishing.com.
At Phoenix Boats, everyone has a passion for bass fishing, from the founder and Elite Series pro Gary Klaus down to the guy who affixes the final decal. Gary says, "This passion has shaped our lives, and it has brought about many of the fishing features that you see on the Phoenix today. Our goal is to make every boat that goes out the door the best fishing platform it can be in both design and construction for our customers." When I toured the plant, it was clear that Phoenix uses only the highest quality materials and that the craftsmanship was second to none. I'm Tom Abraham, and I too run a Phoenix boat and am extremely proud to carry the Phoenix logo on my gear. I've known Gary Klaus since he started the company, and what he, Teresa Johnson, and the rest of the team at Phoenix Boats have created is truly remarkable. The highest quality boats, built by anglers, for anglers. This isn't just a saying, it's a passion at Phoenix. View the entire lineup at phoenixboats.com and get started on yours today. Take it from me, it's time to experience the Phoenix difference.
There's so much to do, see, and experience in Anderson, South Carolina. Plan your next outdoor adventure with a visit to Lake Hartwell, boating, fishing, hike and bike the nearby trails, experience some history, and after, enjoy the numerous restaurants, shops, and experiences Anderson has to offer. Visit Green Pond Landing right there on Lake Hartwell. Perfect launch point for pleasure boating, fishing, kayaking, or just a nice walk beside the water. Come see why Anderson is called South Carolina's bright spot. Check it out at visitanderson.com. That's visitanderson.com.
Get more out of your BASS membership. The new members-only section of Bassmaster.com gives exclusive how-to tips from the world's best bass anglers, tournament video archives from past decades, an historic library of features from Bassmaster magazine, and members-only brand discounts to save you money. Already a member? Current members get all this by logging in at Bassmaster.com/membership. Not a member? Don't miss out. Scan the QR code and join today. And we'll even throw in some free gifts.
Welcome back to Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. Now, here's your host, Tom Abraham.
And welcome back, Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. And as we start our coverage of the storms that went through the Carolinas, we're going to start it out with a Phoenix guy, Jake Whitaker. A couple of years ago, had a fifth-place finish in the AOI. Not so much this year. We'll talk about that a little bit with him. But he lives in Hendersonville, North Carolina, which is just south of Asheville, which was had so much damage there in that area of Western Carolina into East Tennessee as well. And he joins us now on the VMC Hook. Jake, how are you? And how are you, man?
Man, we are doing fine, Tom. And I just want to, you know, thank you for allowing me to come on and kind of tell our story today. But we're doing fine. Luckily, my family and I, we're doing well. Our homes are intact. And, you know, we're just trying to get through this one day at a time. And, you know, and we will rebuild and be back to normal, you know, as soon as, you know, the good Lord allows us to be. So, but we're doing fine. Glad to join you this morning.
This is a little bit of an unusual scenario, right? I mean, you've lived in this part of the country for forever. I mean, you grew up north of there, closer to Asheville. But, I mean, you know, it's not like Florida where they have a lot of hurricanes that come through, or even the coast of the Carolinas where they have these hurricanes that hit. This kind of water and then the wind that you guys took here in the mountains area really is – this isn't normal, right? I mean, this was something that's a little bit unusual, I think, for your folks there.
Yeah, I think they're comparing this storm to, you know, a one in a thousand year storm. You know, normally when you're looking at homes or looking at land, you talk about 1 in 100 year floods. Mm-hmm. This storm, they're ranking up there as a 1 in 1,000 year, you know, storm system. So lots of, you know, lots of devastated areas here in Western North Carolina. Lots of people still struggling, still without power, still without water. You know, tons of extensive repairs that are going to need to be done. And, you know, I just hate to see, you know, the devastation that's happened. But I've seen a lot of cool things over the past week, a lot of people coming together to support each other. And, you know, like I mentioned to you earlier, we're going to rebuild. We're going to come back stronger than this, you know, stronger. And it's just going to take a lot of time, Tom.
Some of the video has been stunning, especially in that Asheville area. And you look up there up by the Biltmore and all of that, and you see just how deep the water was and how it came over the banks of these main rivers and wiped out you know, sections of highways and things like that. I mean, it's just amazing to see the devastation that the water caused.
Yeah, until you see a lot of, I mean, the videos you can tell, but until you see it in person, it really puts it into perspective how powerful water really is whenever you get so much of it. And man, one of my favorite places on earth, and I'm sure everybody's seen the videos of it, is Chimney Rock Lake Lure. Mm-hmm. That's one of my favorite places on earth. I'm about 20 minutes from there, 20, 30 minutes from there. And just a little fact, you know, I've caught my personal best largemouth and smallmouth out of Lake Lure.
Really?
And to see the devastation that it took and is just heartbreaking. But, you know, I can't wait to see what the future holds for those communities and even the rest of the communities in Western North Carolina that have basically been wiped off the map. Like I said, it's just going to take a lot of time, we got to get our roads back in order. We got to get power back to people. We'll get our water infrastructure back together. And it's going to happen. We're working on it. These crews are working day and night to try to get the people of Western North Carolina back in power and get water back to their homes. So it's just going to take a lot of time.
So Lake Lure, you know, a little lake with big fish. I mean, there's no doubt about
it.
Of
course,
right. Yes. We're going to talk to Neil Paul today as well over at Lake Hartwell, where they had to move the St. Croix Bassmaster Open, the final St. Croix Bassmaster Open, to Lake Martin, where it's being competed during this week. That lake didn't really have the lake itself didn't have any problems. I mean, that lake was able to absorb, you know, the 6-foot rise in water. But you're saying that Lake Lure, a lot of damage, I would imagine, with all those homes and everything else around the lake itself.
Yeah, it's just Lake Lure kind of sits in a bowl kind of at the base of the Appalachian Mountains. And all that water that, you know, accumulated on the mountains and the creeks above basically just formed into a raging wall of water and came down the Broad River and entered into Lake Lure. And it was just, you know, nothing was going to stop it. And it made its own way through there and, basically completely washed it out. But like I said, that's just kind of one of the hidden gems of Western North Carolina and one of mine and my family's favorite places. And to see, you know, what happened to it was just, you know, it's horrible.
Have you had an opportunity to talk to many guys around that area? I mean, the Carolinas are filled with the Elite Series pros. We're going to talk to Matt Airy a little bit later on in the show, but have you had any communication with some of the other guys just to make sure everybody's okay?
Yeah, Matt, I spoke with Matt, and he and I sent some texts back and forth. I think they, you know, maybe sustained a little bit of damage, but I don't think it was near the amount, you know, what here in Western North Carolina. So I'm very thankful that, you know, the rest of the guys are okay. And, and like I say, I mean, there's a lot of people here in Western North Carolina that got out, you know, unscathed, which is praise the Lord. But there's little pockets in these communities where they're next to these creeks and rivers and they just got wiped out. So, lots of work to be done, but Western North Carolina is going to pull together. We'll get through it.
Yeah. While I got you, let's talk a little bit about looking forward for you. Obviously, this was not the kind of year that you wanted to have on the elites, finishing down the table quite a bit. Yeah. What do we need to do to get you back in the top 10 in the points and competing for an AOI?
Well, I just got to, Tom, just be a little more consistent. You know, I had several tournaments this year. I had a really great Florida swing. Out of the first four tournaments, I made three cuts and was sitting, you know, fairly decent.
Yeah.
For that, it was either I would, you know, have a good day one and then just bomb day two, or bomb day one and have a good day two. Just dug myself too big of a hole on those first 2 days of each tournament. And just for whatever reason, couldn't dig my way out.
Now you were a college angler. You were a stud at the college angling. You're still a young guy. Everybody thinks all the young guys just love the forward facing sonar. Where were you on the decisions that were made about the forward facing sonar for the upcoming season?
Well, I'll be honest with you. You know, Tom, I'm a shallow water power fishing guy, which is not really conducive for your electronics fishing.
Right.
But at the same time, you know, I enjoy doing it. I think it's fun. I do wish that we could have, you know, maybe met at a compromise and got a 50-50 season. But I am glad that Bass did kind of set a, you know, a base mark as far as limiting some stuff. I think we were getting a little out of hand as far as having all these transducers around the boat, you know.
Yeah.
But I am glad that they were able to limit it some. But I really still would like to see us as professionals be able to showcase our talents other than, you know, just, you know, using a screen all the time. And I'm not a proponent of getting rid of it altogether. I think it's, you know, part of our sport now. But I would like to fish some tournaments where I didn't have to worry about that, if you know what I mean.
I know exactly what you mean, because I'm a power fishing guy too. There's no doubt about it. Jake Whitaker has been our guest. Jake, we're happy that you're okay over there, and we know you're assisting everybody in terms of getting back to normal. It's going to take a while here in Western North Carolina, but I appreciate you, man, and look forward to seeing you out there on tour.
Hey, Tom, I greatly appreciate you having on. And while just one second. If anybody's listening, if they have any inquiries or want to donate anything to the Western North Carolina, I made a post on my Instagram, Jake_Whitaker. You can look me up. I made a post of some specific places. If you want to do some donations, you'd be able to donate to these specific areas and know that your donation is going to reach people in need here in Western North Carolina. So if you're led to do that, go check out my Instagram. My latest post, and you'll be able to find out where to be able to donate. But we appreciate all the support that we're getting. It's really been amazing to see, and we're going to continue to need support. Don't forget about us here in the next few weeks. Whenever the news quits, you know, talking about us, this is going to be months and year recovery for these little towns in Western North Carolina. So don't forget about us. But we greatly appreciate all the support we've gotten so far.
Well said. Jake Whitaker has been our guest. Thank you, Jake.
Thanks, Tom. I greatly appreciate it.
All right, we'll get a break in here. When we come back, Neil Paul will join us from Anderson, South Carolina. We'll get his take on everything that went on. We'll do that next right here on Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.
Hey there, fellow travelers. It's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. Call the Hotel Wiz right now for rates too low to publish at 800-586-7112.
At Phoenix Boats, everyone has a passion for bass fishing, from the founder and Elite Series pro Gary Klaus down to the guy who affixes the final decal. Gary says, "This passion has shaped our lives and it has brought about many of the fishing features that you see on the Phoenix today. Our goal is to make every boat that goes out the door the best fishing platform it can be in both design and construction for our customers." When I toured the plant, it was clear that Phoenix uses only the highest quality materials and that the craftsmanship was second to none. I'm Tom Abraham, and I too run a Phoenix boat and am extremely proud to carry the Phoenix logo on my gear. I've known Gary Klaus since he started the company, and what he, Teresa Johnson, and the rest of the team at Phoenix Boats have created is truly remarkable. The highest quality boats, built by anglers, for anglers. This isn't just a saying, it's a passion at Phoenix. View the entire lineup at phoenixboats.com and get started on yours today. Take it from me, it's time to experience the Phoenix difference.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way, way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC Rechargeable. Priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra-high-quality, ultra-reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Welcome back to Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. Now, here's your host, Tom Abraham.
And welcome back, Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. And, you know, as I said at the beginning of the show, talking about the Carolinas and the devastation that happened in that area. And, of course, one of the things that was a result of the storms coming through there was that the final St. Croix Bassmaster Open presented by Seven of the season, which was scheduled for Lake Hartwell and Anderson, South Carolina, ended up being moved to Lake Martin. And as you're listening to this, that deal has been fished, and we'll have a complete report on that next week. I personally, I hated it. Well, first and foremost, for the people over there that are dealing with the results of the storm in North and South Carolina, but also because I love going to Hartwell. I know Anderson is one of our great sponsors, has been for many years now, and I really miss going over there and seeing my friend Neil Paul. So next best thing is to reach out to him and get him on the horn with us here, and he joins us now in the VMC hook. Neil, welcome to the show. How are you?
Hey, Tom, how are you? Good to be here.
Well, I wish I was standing next to you. You know, I was looking forward to seeing you and coming over to beautiful Anderson, but the decision was made not so much about the lake itself, but about the community, right? With everything that's going on there, you got people, first responders and so on there, and people who are helping, you know, with tree removal and things like that. The hotels are full. I mean, everything but the lake, I guess, right?
Yeah, it's and thank you for reaching out and giving us this opportunity. We had a phone call with Bass on just kind of peel the layers off the onion and tell you how the decision was made. We had a call with Bass on Monday, and you know, following the storm, and Bass needed to and expressed an interest in, hey, we need to make a decision sooner than later, because we've got to give the tournament team time to make the adjustment. We've got to give the anglers time to make the adjustment. We don't want to pull the trigger on a change late in the week and really mess with the anglers. So we sat down on Monday. I think it was just the 30th of September. It was that morning. We had a call. It was Hank Weldon. It was myself and our parks manager here in Anderson County, Matt Schell. And the three of us sat down and got on the phone and talked kind of through it. And you know, Bass's interest was in really trying to make a decision sooner than later. So what you do there is, you know, you take the latest and greatest information that you have at hand. And Matt, to his credit, had been out in the field ever since the storm, taking inventory of the county parks and their situations, and Green Pond, you know, is a county park here in Anderson. So Matt had been on, you know, boots on the ground, and he had seen the facilities and knew, you know, kind of what that situation was like. And Green Pond honestly was the first county park to come back online after the storm, because the county's immediate efforts from a park standpoint started there because of the open coming up. And then I had the information from our emergency management briefing on Sunday night, and at that point in time, that Sunday, and we're just talking 3-4 days after the storm, we had, you know, there was still, like, I think the number was 72% of our county was still without power.
Wow.
And so we had a conversation that morning and discussed, like, here's the situation for us to be able to put our best foot forward and for us to be able to provide a great event like we want to when we host a bass event in our community. We need power, we need water, we need lodging, we need ice, all those types of things to be able to put together a first-class event, not only for the organization but for the anglers. And all those needs were needs that were a greater need in our community than to the tournament. You know, power, fuel, ice, water. And of course, the lodging aspect of it. So, we put three options on the table. One was to have the event as scheduled, but just do a scaled back event. One option was to look for a different set of dates, move the event out a couple of weeks, and keep it here. And the third option was to keep the dates and move it to another venue. So Bass took that information back, had a conversation, you know, among themselves, and decided the best thing to do was to keep the dates but move it to another venue. And it's one of those deals, Tom. I mean, I'll be honest with you. You coached football. The analogy I used was, you know, there was always when you coached football, there was when your schedule came out, there was always that one game that you kind of circled on the schedule, and it was like the big game, and it kind of got everybody's extra attention that week. Well, this Open was going to be that event for us. We had it circled on the calendar. You know, somebody's going to punch a ticket to the Classic this week. You know, the guys are going to, you know, nine guys are going to realize their Elite Series dream. And for the first time, Bass was going to provide 3 days of live coverage for the Open. So all those things were things that were really exciting for us and our community. And it hurt not being able to have the event here, but we never, once we had that phone call on Monday, we never questioned our decision. It was the right thing to do, not only for the anglers and for Bass, but it was the right thing to do for our community.
Neil Paul with us from Visit Anderson, and you're very close with all the folks at Bass. You host Bassmaster Classics. You got an Elite coming up there next year. You guys have a number of tournaments across many organizations. So the option of moving the tournament, I could see why from 30,000 feet, I can see why they didn't do that, because we got to determine what this Elite field is. And these nine guys that are going to qualify for the Elites, that affects, you know, who's going to be in the entire field, and get the announcement out for the new Open schedule for next year as well. All of that is waiting, you know, for the final Elite Bassmaster Open event. And so by pushing that back a couple of weeks, I could see how that could cause a lot of havoc as well.
Oh, absolutely. And then the other part of it too is, you know, the other thing that we had to consider was the end of the month, 2 weeks after the Open, we've got the Toyota Bonus Bucks owners event here at Hartwell for the first time. And you know the relationship that Toyota has at Bass, and then also we have to dance around the Clemson football home schedule when we're putting on fall events here. And so those were also, you hit the nail on the head with the timeline of the new Elite field and getting the Open schedule out, and guys are, you know, getting that Elite roster set for next year. All those things went into it, along with the football schedule and the availability of weekends to even move it. So it was a hard decision to make, in that this was the event on the calendar we had circled and we really wanted to do this. And from that standpoint, it was hard.
Yeah.
Once you got past that, all the decisions that were made were the right decisions, and they were easy decisions to make.
Now, from a lake standpoint, Neil Paul with us from Visit Anderson, in Anderson, South Carolina. From a lake standpoint, I mean, Hartwell handled this beautifully, right? I mean, it was down a little bit because you hadn't had much rain. The rains that did come up brought it up to basically full pool, to summer pool, and then the Corps was able to release a little bit of water and keep it. So from a lake standpoint, the lake is fine, correct?
Yeah, oh, absolutely. You know, there may still be some floaters here and there, but by and large, you know, I think early in the week before the storm, we were right at 7 feet low. And I think that with the storm, the lake came up 6.5 feet in 3 days. So it just did make it to full. And then some water was let out just to make room for more. And it's flirting right around full pool at the time, and looks great. It's cleared up in most areas, and you wouldn't know, I mean, if you just looked at the lake, you wouldn't know that we had a storm. But obviously we did because the town is still, you know, there's still some folks, you know, here we are, you know, almost 2 weeks post-storm, and there's still some folks without power in our community. So a lot of work going on there, and I really commend our county leadership and the folks in our community that have pulled together to kind of help put this puzzle back together. But it was an easy decision to make to forego the final Open, and obviously somebody's going to punch their ticket to the elites, nine guys, and wish those guys the best. And those guys will be back here, as you mentioned, those guys will be back here in April when the elites come to town, the 24th through the 27th of April.
Yeah, that's going to be great. I'm going to make plans of coming over for that one as well. And so we just want to be clear with everybody. There may be a few extra laydowns, you know, in the creeks and things like that. Maybe a few new trees in the water, which is not a terrible thing for the fishing. But Anderson itself, open for business. Go ahead and make your fall plans to go over there. And the Toyota is going on as scheduled, correct?
Correct, yeah. No changes there. The owner's event will be the last Sunday. I think that's the 27th of October. We'll have the owner's event. A lot of exciting things there. Been on some calls with Toyota and the folks at Dynamic that worked so hard to put that event on. We're really excited about that one. First time, it's the 13th annual Toyota owner's event, and it'll be the first time at Green Pond and Lake Hartwell. So we're really excited about that.
That's good stuff. As always, Neil Paul has been our guest. Neil, I appreciate you so much. It'll be, you know, hopefully maybe I make a run over there, get a chance to come over and see you guys. I love coming to Anderson around the holidays. I've been there before in December, and it's just so nice the way they do the whole downtown area with the Christmas trees and everything else. And it's just such a great place to go and spend a few days for the holidays as well. And you can get some great fishing in as well. Neil, I appreciate you, man, and keep up the great work over there.
Hey, thanks a lot, Tom. Thanks for the opportunity, and you have a great week as well.
All right, thank you. That's Neil Paul joining us from Anderson, South Carolina. And again, it was about the resources around the event, not the lake itself. The lake is fine. The issue was more putting on an event. It takes a lot of people and hotel rooms and all of that type of stuff, and right now those folks are dealing with getting things cleaned up from the storm. All right, we'll continue on our little Carolina special, if you will. And we'll continue right after this on Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, I need a printer for the office.
Staples has the best brands, like HP.
Well, I have some demands.
Oh.
Burton Sales demands it be fast.
HP's Office Jet Pro is super fast.
Megan Marketing demands color prints.
Check.
And Kurt the Controller demands I don't overpay.
With Staples hot deals, you get up to 40% off select HP printers.
Oh, great. My job can be...
demanding?
I was going to say a lot of fun.
Right now at Staples, save up to 40% on select HP printers, America's most trusted printer brand. Ends 9/28.
Some people just know they could save hundreds on car insurance by checking Allstate first. Like, you know to check you have a full tank of gas first before road tripping through the desert.
Empty? Seriously? Maybe I can walk.
Yeah, checking first is smart. So check Allstate first for a quote that could save you hundreds.
Maybe I can't.
You're in good hands with Allstate.
Savings vary. Terms apply. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Get more out of your BASS membership. The new members-only section of Bassmaster.com gives exclusive how-to tips from the world's best bass anglers, tournament video archives from past decades, an historic library of features from Bassmaster magazine, and members-only brand discounts to save you money. Already a member? Current members get all this by logging in at Bassmaster.com/membership. Not a member? Don't miss out. Scan the QR code and join today. And we'll even throw in some free gifts.
Rapala is one of the most respected names in all of the fishing industry. The finest balsa wood baits with the best action, the DT series, the Brat Squarebills, and the Shad Wrap are all legendary. But did you know that Rapala also makes high-quality rain gear and every kind of fishing accessory you can imagine? Plus, under the Rapala family of brands, you'll find VMC hooks and terminal tackle, Suffix mono, fluoro, and braided lines, Terminator spinnerbaits, jigs, and frogs, plus the Storm Arashi line of baits. Learn more at Rapala.com. That's Rapala.com, and start catching more fish.
There's so much to do, see, and experience in Anderson, South Carolina. Plan your next outdoor adventure with a visit to Lake Hartwell. Boating, fishing, hike and bike the nearby trails. Experience some history, and after, enjoy the numerous restaurants, shops, and experiences Anderson has to offer. Visit Green Pond Landing right there on Lake Hartwell. Perfect launch point for pleasure boating, fishing, kayaking, or just a nice walk beside the water. Come see why Anderson is called South Carolina's Bright Spot. Check it out at visitanderson.com. That's visitanderson.com.
The holidays are coming, and Lowe's is here to help you get ready. Right now, get up to 40% off select home decor to put the finishing touches on every room. The savings don't stop there. Get up to 35% off select major appliances. Plus, save an additional $75 on select cooking appliances, $899 or more. Because Lowe's knows holiday hosting. Valid through 10/16. While supplies last. Selection varies by location. Appliance savings vary based on purchase amount. Exclusions apply. See Lowe's.com for details.
Welcome back to Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. Now, here's your host, Tom Abraham.
And welcome back, Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. And now, a chance, as we have been focusing on the Carolinas, and we want to thank Jake Whitaker and Neil Paul for coming on as well. But, you know, you talk Carolinas, you got to think about Matt Airy, top 30 guy in points this past year. Lives in Shelby, North Carolina, one of many anglers that are in that North and South Carolina area. So we felt like we'd reach out to him and see how things are over in his part of the world. He's a little bit east of where Jake lives, and he joins us now on a VMC hook. Matt, welcome back to the show. How are you, man?
I'm good, Tom. I appreciate you having me back on, man.
Well, let's talk about it a little bit. I mean, obviously, the storm rolled through there, Helene, and massive amounts of water and wind. And this isn't something, I mean, the coast gets these hurricanes sometimes, and of course Florida gets them. They're getting whacked again, you know, by the time folks are listening to this, they're getting hammered again by Milton. But for you guys, this is a little bit of a different animal, isn't it? I mean, to have a hurricane this far inland to create not only the massive amount of rain, but a lot of 50, 60, and 70 mile an hour wind, correct?
Yeah, so it was odd, you know, like, I mean, there was some warnings. I think what people didn't anticipate, especially west in the mountain, the more mountainous region, we're kind of in the foothills here in Cleveland County, but, you know, the amount of water that came, I mean, it was so, like, in our immediate area in Shelby, we got about 7 inches, and where the kind of the biggest bulk of the water fell, they got right at 30 inches. So, wow. Which is insane for a mountain region. You know, it's different in the flatlands than it is the mountains, the way that water has to funnel certain places. And then you got landslides, mudslides, things like that you have to deal with too. And that's where most of the devastation came from. You know, tree damage was pretty common, like where I live, but we didn't have, you know, we don't have the major rivers and major mountains and lakes right here next to the house that, you know, we had the Waterville Dam, I know, ended up breaking, which is on the Pigeon Forge River. That was pretty devastating. The Lake Lure Dam was close to failing, they said. There was all kinds of warnings out to evacuate everything below it. That lake was pretty trash. But the Asheville area, Swannanoa, Black Mountain, Burnsville, a lot of those areas were just completely devastated. I mean, there's no water. Water lines were washed out, major water lines. Obviously, lots of lives were lost, and unfortunately they're still in the search and rescue mode up there. But yeah, it was surprising to see. I think a little bit, you know, I think we kind of take it for granted living in the western part of the state sometimes that those things, they just don't happen here.
Yeah.
But obviously it can, and it did, and it's yeah, it's a rough situation for a lot of people.
Well, I mean, chunks of major highways just washed away.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that was mind-blowing, and, you know, how that'll impact travel for the next couple of years until they can get those roads, you know, rebuilt. And I'm not talking about side streets. I'm talking about, you know, major highway 40, you know, highway 40 and so on. And when you get into East Tennessee and so on, it's been something that's brutal. And one of the things that's been heartening, I suppose, is the way North Carolinians have kind of bounded together, fishermen, you know, Jake was talking about a deal that he has set up where people can go there and make donations and so on. And you're really seeing kind of the heart of the people there, you know, working to rebuild stuff, including, you know, you guys as professional anglers doing whatever you can to kind of shed light on where the needs are.
Yeah, we really have it. And, you know, I've tried to do of course, I immediately took a couple, you know, Lowe's, just went and bought some supplies myself, took them to the Shelby Fire Department and things like that. But like this morning, so up until our call today, I was actually over at the United Way of Cleveland County, which is the city of Shelby owns a big warehouse, and the United Way is partnered with them. So they're actually a big drop zone area where they can store pretty much everything and anything. And the fire departments and the trailers and the volunteers have been coming through this warehouse, getting specific needs and taking them and distributing in the specific areas that still need them. And it's crazy. Like, I mean, it's medical supplies, you know, obviously the common stuff like food and water, but like medical supplies, insulin, you know, diabetes stuff. You've got lots of baby needs, lots of pet needs, lots of animal needs. You know, you got, I mean, it's just a, it's, you know, we had a trailer come through this morning and they needed to be loaded up with, camping supplies like fire starters, you know, flashlights, batteries, tents, things like that. And, you know, you just never know. I mean, when you think about these areas that are completely gone, they have no water, no power, no access to anything. And, I mean, they're hurting right now. And there's a lot of different ways to donate and to help out. And as far as the supply needs, you know, it's been overwhelming from not just, you know, North Carolina, but, you know, outside resources also. But the United Way is so great because they're so coordinated and they're so organized that they know exactly where to get these goods and these supplies to in the specific areas that need certain things too.
Yeah, it's amazing. You don't think of the specific items that people need. I know that our church was part of a group of churches in South Central Tennessee where I live at Tim's Ford Lake in Winchester, Tennessee. And you know, they filled a tractor trailer with cleaning supplies. They made an appeal last Sunday to us, and they said, you know, anybody that wants to get buckets, literally buckets with cleaning supplies, sponges and gloves and all of those types of things, and the disinfectant and so on. You don't even think about something like that. And we filled an 18-wheeler up just with cleaning supplies and sent it.
That's awesome.
You know, in that direction.
That's the thing. Like they got such a mess up there. They you know, this morning, it's funny you said that because another trailer had rolled through this morning and there was a big donation of 5-gallon buckets, a big donation of mops, a big donation of Clorox and bleach. And they took a ton of that stuff up there, a ton of that stuff.
Yeah.
Disposable, you know, work cleaning gloves and things like that. So, yes, there's, I mean, if you can think of it, it's probably needed, you know, and obviously the normal, the common stuff, the paper, you know, they have plenty, like lots of paper towels, toilet paper, water, canned goods, you know, that's the things that we all think about to survive, but then there's so much more to it. There's so much more to it.
Just east of you is Kings Mountain Reservoir. How did that hold up with that amount of rain influx?
It was fine. You know, again, here in the county, so the creeks that feed Moss Lake, which is a small creek called Buffalo Creek, and then White Oak Creek, we did not receive. We received anywhere from 5 to 7 inches of rain in our county, and those creeks do not come down from the mountains where the the majority of this rain and rainfall took place and where it had to actually funnel through. So Moss was fine. It came up about a foot over my parents' dock. They have a place out there on the lake, but their boat, they had cranked the boat up high enough to where it didn't float off and things like that. I don't think there was much, if any, major damage over there other than tree damage to some houses and things like that. My little brother had a tree in the center of his house, and we have a tree on our cabin that's just west of us in Rutherford County, but nothing that can't be replaced. You know, again, overall, it was pretty good here. People without a power for a few days and things like that, but everybody's pretty much recovered as far as our immediate area.
Elite angler, Matt Airy with us here. And, of course, we talked to Neil Paul about Lake Hartwell. They had to move the St. Croix Bassmaster Open to Lake Martin, which we'll have a full report, by the way, guys, on that next week. I'm fishing in that tournament, and it's over by the time you're hearing this, so I fully expect that I'll be interviewing me about how great I did it at Lake Martin.
I love it.
My 8 pounds a day at Lake Martin will probably be good enough to get a check, but that's a whole other story. That was supposed to be at Hartwell. The lake is fine down there. I mean, they were 7 feet down before the rains came. It rose 6.5 feet, so it's barely at full pool now. But he said the big reason they had to move that deal is because of all the support personnel. Right, the hotels are full. You got people in there that are in there, you know, helping with tree damage and things like that. Power, and Bass had to make that decision. I know in a couple of weeks they got the Toyota deal there, though, and it sounds like everything's going to be a go for that.
Yeah, that'll be good because, you know, and the other thing people aren't thinking about, I mean, Santee Cooper and places all the way at the coast were quickly lowering their water in preparation. All this water that comes from the mountains and these major river systems like the Catawba and the Broad and the French Broad and the Pigeon Fords, they all funnel somewhere. So they were making preparations down there. But you talk about the hotels and stuff being booked up. I got a buddy. He's from Georgetown, but he's worked for a power company, and he was servicing Asheville area and Rutherford County, Bostic, Sunshine, some of these small towns just northwest of us. And the only hotel they could book him up in was actually here in Shelby.
Wow.
And that's the closest he could get. So, which, you know, is a good thing. That just means that they're full of people, you know, getting in here to help and start the rebuilding process. And again, there's still a lot of search and rescue missions going on and all kinds of things taking place. So, hopefully, hopefully there'll be brighter days ahead.
Yeah, Bass Pro Shops, Pro Matt Airy with us here. All right, let's take a minute and talk about your season. Good season, 27th place in the standings. It was starting out like a great season. I mean, you know, you got rocking and rolling right off of the bat in Texas with a couple of nice cuts made there, and then 15th at the Classic, and 9th at the St. John's River. So you had it kind of rolling a little bit, got a little bit sideways, you know, at Decatur, and you didn't have, you know, a great trip to New York, although you did make checks, you didn't have a great trip up there, but still all in all, a really nice season.
Yeah, no complaints. You know, I'm still part of that, I'm considered old school now, Tom. at 43 years old, I'm a veteran of the sport, but, Rick Klein might argue that, but everybody calls me a veteran, so I just roll with it. But yeah, you know, there's been a lot of changes over our industry the last couple of years. And I've told my wife and my sponsors and my roommates, I said, look, you know, embrace it or you're going to suffer, you know, and that's one thing I have focused on doing is, for the time being, as long as, you know, forward facing sonar and these technologies are allowed, and they're legal, I'm going to embrace them and try to get as good and efficient as with them as I can. Cause I mean, these young kids are no joke with it. I mean, that's their main focus. And I think the biggest thing to overcome is when we go, you know, when I go to an event to practice now, like a St. Clair, or even a Smith Lake this year, or even a Wheeler Lake, or a lot of these places, I have to understand that instead of trying 15 different things during my practice period, I need to be using my live sonar to locate bass.
Yeah.
You know, like I need to be factually finding bass and making sure I'm as efficient as I can. Cause I think the guy that devotes 3 days of his practice to that specific type of bite is going to be the one that prevails. And that's the hardest thing to overcome as a veteran. We have so much built up knowledge of other things and other patterns and other techniques that may or may not work.
Yeah.
We've had to go try those in the past and kind of eliminate things and kind of build a game plan around that. And now it's my biggest thing is I need to focus more on this technology than I do anything I ever have. Because I understand how dominant it is. So
you travel with Scott Canterbury and Scott Martin on the road, and we get to see all of that and Scott Martin's videos and so on. At what point in time during the season did you tell those guys, look, am I going to be traveling by myself next year? I mean, you guys want to pick up the pace here?
Yeah,
I mean, they struggled. They struggled
man.
This year.
Yeah. It was a rough season in our house overall. And, you know, me finishing 27th or whatever it was as the highest finisher. You know, Scott was fortunate where he won an open, so he'd already had his classic bid.
Yeah.
But yeah, they, you know, I see, you know, Canterbury is very similar. We have very similar fishing styles and things like that, but I don't think he's been as open about the technology side.
Can't get him off the bank. We can't get him off the bank.
As far as really embracing it, you know, you know, it's not my job to tell him what to do or how to do it. He was the angler of the year in 2019. You know what I mean? So I know his wife, Dixie, I think might give him a little hell about it.
Yeah, that's right.
But that's not my job. You know,
let's not give it to him this week after Alabama lost to Vanderbilt. I mean, the last thing we need to do is give Scott Canterbury any more.
I tell you what, I told a friend of mine, one of my best friends here. He's like, hey man, you think you ought to send Canterbury and check on him, make sure he's doing all right?
Yeah, right.
And I said, what are you talking about? And then I realized he's talking about Alabama losing to Vanderbilt. Yeah. And I said, they don't care. They're still going to be in the playoffs. They'll still probably win the national championship. What was it, a 12-team playoff?
Yeah, they'll be fine. They'll get in. Scott, Matt Airy has been our guest. Well, Matt, we appreciate you. We appreciate what you guys are going through over there. Thoughts and prayers with everybody in the Carolinas. And we know one thing about folks in the South. They rebound quick. And I'm sure that they're going to get this thing taken care of in a hurry.
Yeah, well, we appreciate you, Tom. And again, thanks for having me on. It's always a pleasure.
Thank you. That's Matt Airy, which is always a lot of fun. Check out those videos, too, on Scott Martin's feed. You know, those guys traveling, that's some of the best stuff to watch. All right, let's get a break. We'll come back and wrap it up next. This is Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.
Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924. Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com.
At Phoenix Boats, everyone has a passion for bass fishing. From the founder and Elite Series pro Gary Klaus, down to the guy who affixes the final decal. Gary says, this passion has shaped our lives and it has brought about many of the fishing features that you see on the Phoenix today. Our goal is to make every boat that goes out the door the best fishing platform it can be in both design and construction for our customers. When I toured the plant, it was clear that Phoenix uses only the highest quality materials and that the craftsmanship was second to none. I'm Tom Abraham, and I too run a Phoenix boat and am extremely proud to carry the Phoenix logo on my gear. I've known Gary Klaus since he started the company, and what he, Teresa Johnson, and the rest of the team at Phoenix Boats have created is truly remarkable. The highest quality boats, built by anglers, for anglers. This isn't just a saying, it's a passion at Phoenix. View the entire lineup at phoenixboats.com and get started on yours today. Take it from me, it's time to experience the Phoenix difference.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495, 800-788-1495, 800-788-1495, that's 800-788-1495.
The final segment of Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio is brought to you by Omnia Fishing. With Omnia Pro, you can look at each lake's unique structure and the current water and weather conditions to see what kind of approach makes the most sense. Now, Omnia Pro members can see current conditions, including water temp, grass, and other conditions on thousands of lakes throughout the country on the Omnia Fishing mobile app. How would you like to have the ability to sort your waypoints by lake or date and record additional context such as current weather or water temp or clarity? Omnia's new waypoint management tools allow you to do all of this and more. Bring Omnia along on your next trip and create new dots with a single tap. We'll even set up a new dot for you based on your current location. Omnia has unlimited private waypoint storage so that you can create as many as you like without having to worry about running out of space. Now, Pro membership is only $49 for the entire year. It includes unlimited access to map layers from your phone, plus free shipping on all orders and 10% credit back on purchases. So you get loyalty credits even on sale items. But it gets even better. Go to omniafishing.com/bass to save 20% on a membership today just for listening to Bassmaster Radio. So you save 10% on that $49 Omnia Pro membership simply by going to omniafishing.com/bass. This week, the final St. Croix Bassmaster Open is happening at Lake Martin in Alabama, and a ton of credit has to go to Hank Weldon and his team. Also, the folks in Anderson, South Carolina, and in Alexander City, Alabama, to get this thing pulled together so quickly. Now, Lake Martin is not exactly a regular rotation lake for BASS, and putting it there kept the playing field fairly even for this event. Now, next week, we will have the winner of the event in the Rapala Winner Circle, and we'll start talking to the new class of elites that will be christened when it's all done. And soon, we'll have the 2025 Open schedule as well, with the new format of four tournaments in each of two divisions, leading to qualification for the three-event EQ Fall Shootout. Plus, the final Elite Series field will be announced soon as well, so there's plenty to look forward to in the coming weeks. Now, remember, if you missed any of this week's show, it's always just a click away at Bassmaster.com/radio, or just visit Bassmaster.com and click on the Anglers page, and you'll see Bassmaster Radio listed there. Bassmaster Radio is also available at SportsByline.com and all major platforms, including Spotify, TuneIn, and more. So until next time, keep those lines tight and nets heavy. I'm Tom Abraham, and this has been Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.